I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian officials are claiming that Ukrainian military saboteurs have launched an attack across the border, wounding three people in a small town. Kyiv officials deny any link with the group and blame the fighting on a revolt by disgruntled Russians against the Kremlin. Neither version of events could be immediately or independently verified in an area that has witnessed sporadic spillover from the almost 15-month war in Ukraine. Meanwhile, Moscow said Monday its troops were battling a Ukrainian sabotage group that infiltrated the southern Russian region of Belgorod. We get more details from Anna Shernikova, VOA contributor.
The advisor to the present office, Mr. Podolak, he commented and he said that Ukraine has nothing to do with this, that this is something which is done by the Russian citizens. No Ukrainian citizens are involved.
A first ever U.S. default of the federal debt could reverberate around the world. We get more from AP's Rita Foley.
Moody's Analytics says even if the debt limit were breached for no more than a week, the U.S. economy would weaken so much, so fast, it would wipe out 1.5 million jobs. And America's currency is so reliable around the world that merchants in some unstable economies demand payment in dollars instead of in their own country's currency. China might feel the pain. Orders for Chinese factories that sell electronics to the United States could dry up. Swiss investors who own U.S. treasuries would suffer losses.
This is VOA News. The United States and Papua New Guinea signed a pair of security deals Monday during a rare visit by the U.S. Secretary of State. The agreements are part of Washington's broader attempt to counter China's influence in the Pacific. But the region wants more sustained engagement from the United States, as VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Seoul.
Blinken's visit is the latest attempt to show U.S. commitment to a region with growing Chinese influence. But the mood of the visit was dampened. U.S. President Joe Biden and Japan for the G7 summit had planned to make the first ever trip to Papua New Guinea by a sitting U.S. president, as well as a stop in Sydney. Instead, Biden headed home to deal with negotiations over raising the U.S. borrowing limit. A major disappointment, says Australia-based analyst Joe Siracusa. Papua New Guinea had declared a public holiday for Biden's visit. Instead, it welcomed several other heads of state Monday. White House official John Kirby told VOA last week Biden's visit to Papua New Guinea may be rescheduled. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
New York's top office holders on Monday called on federal officials to expedite the work authorization process for thousands of migrants who have arrived over the past year. Warriors' Christy Kilbourne.
Thousands of migrants, many of them asylum seekers, who have arrived in the city and state over the past year.
More than anything, we need changes to the work authorization policies that will let these individuals not have to wait months and possibly years for that legal status.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul said New York doesn't have enough judges or clerical staff to process all the asylum hearings and issue work permits in a timely fashion.
The European Union has now slapped Meta with a record $1.3 billion privacy fine in order to stop transferring users' personal information to the United States by October. Narendra Modi has arrived in Sydney for his second Australian visit as India's prime minister and told local media he wants closer bilateral defense and security ties as China's influence in the Indo-Pacific region grows. Modi is the only one of the Quad nation leaders to continue with his Australian visit plans after President Joe Biden pulled out last week to return to Washington to focus on debt limit talks. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, who hosted a Group of Seven meeting last week, later canceled his Australia trip. And Guam's governor is urging residents to stay home and is warning the island could take a direct hit from Typhoon Mawar. The storm is strengthening on its path toward the U.S. territory in the Pacific. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA